We're speaking with Kevin King, the head of community engagement at the Kalamazoo Public Library. Kevin, thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity.
And we're talking about KPL's new mobile library. I think people who have been around for a while, quite a while now, may remember the old bookmobile that the library had at one time. This is a little bit different, though. Could you talk about what exactly the new mobile library is?
Yeah, thank you very much. The new mobile library is unlike the bookmobile in a way that it's much smaller. It's a Sprinter van, so it's kind of like it's about two thirds of the size of the old bookmobile. But it's not just the vehicle style that's different from this service. One of the main objectives and goals of the mobile library is to kind of get into the areas of our community that are underserved, areas that we've identified, you know, through statistics as places that, you know, are not, you know, either utilizing their library to the fullest, not familiar with what we have to offer, or, you know, places where we just don't see a lot of circulation from people that do have library cards in those areas. So it's primarily, in a lot of ways, an outreach vehicle. It's to take the library from our kind of our stationary buildings and out into the community and truly be a mobile library and to, you know, bring what we have to offer in the buildings out to the public.
And if someone goes to the new mobile library, what will they find when they go there?
So, again, you will be able to, you know, when you enter the mobile library, you'll find just like what you find in a brick and mortar library. There'll be materials for you to check out. There'll be books and movies. There'll be books for adults. There'll be books for teens. There'll be books for children. So the things that you would expect when you hear the word library. Sometimes though, if you go to the mobile library, there might be some laptops you can use to help you look for jobs or just to help, you know, if somebody doesn't have access to a laptop or a tablet, you know, you will be able to check those out and use that at a stop because the mobile library is a Wi-Fi hotspot. It's kind of a movable Wi-Fi hotspot. So we want to make sure we help bridge that digital divide as well. We have games. We have like a lot of yard games and we're going to get some board games. So there'll be times you stop and there'll be a table out and we'll be doing a program. We might be doing story time. We might be, you know, doing a game time, a craft. It's trying to take as much of the library experience people expect when they come in to our brick and mortar buildings on the road. So it's a little different in that way from the old bookmobile.
Another new initiative that the KPL has is the what's being referred to as the Library of Things, you know, tools and that sort of thing that, mm-hmm. that people can use temporarily when they need them. Is that going to be available through the mobile library too?
We'll have some limited things on the mobile library. As I said, it's not as big as the old bookmobile, so we have some limited space. I think primarily we'll be having Wi-Fi hotspots individuals can check out from the mobile library because their footprint is not as huge as a an air fryer or a cake pan or a tool. But some of the things are concentrated in the library, things that'll be, you know, in our buildings. So smaller things will be available in the Library of Things realm, which is an extremely exciting project. It's just really cool to be able to offer those types of materials to individuals. So, you know, if you don't want to buy that certain tool, you know, we might have it. And so it's pretty cool.
If someone wants to go to the mobile library, where will they find it?
So we won't have a set schedule. It's another difference from the old traditional bookmobile where it was kind of like there was a set schedule. It was going to be here on this day and here on that day and this time. The mobile library, again, is identifying spots where the need is. But there will be some times we're going to, you know, be at like the farmer's market or the farmer's market in Kalamazoo, the Texas Township farmer's market, places like that where we definitely will show up and be there. But you can find that information on our website, which is, you know, www.kpl.gov/MBL. And you can go there and get a list of all the types of stops we'll be participating in. And next week we'll have it's kind of our launch week, and we'll have events pretty much every day next week. And in most of those events, we'll be giving away some really cool mobile library swag and gifts and things like that to celebrate kind of our launch of our new service.
How do you think KPL will define success for this project? What's the benchmark for knowing that this is, you know, performing what it needs to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, data obviously is the first thing. You know, how much material comes off of the mobile library? You know, how many new library patrons we get, how many new library cards we sign up in some of the areas that we identify as places where there's not a lot of library cards in the homes. You know, we have some opportunities to actually distribute free books as well. And so we'll measure the distribution of free books. We'll measure the circulation, we'll measure library cards, new users, and just, you know, the general satisfaction of, you know, anyone utilizing the service and smiles on their faces and people just enjoying having a little bit of KPL and, you know, right in their front yard or in their driveway or in the street, you know, down the block. So that's how we're looking at it right now. And it's just a really great opportunity to, again, you know, find those areas of our neighborhood that are underserved, of our neighborhoods that are underserved, and, you know, bridge the digital divide and, you know, bring the library to everyone.
Is this part of a, you know, a larger trend with libraries or libraries around the country, you know, going back to the, you know, forgive me for saying so, the bookmobile model to take the library to the community?
I think it's not as much as, you know, going back to a vehicle per se, although a lot of libraries are doing that and they're going to this smaller vehicle instead of, you know, huge bus or a huge like RV. They're going to these smaller, what we call sprinter vans. That is a trend, but I think the bigger trend to talk about is the outreach. You know, there's so many people in our communities that, you know, having the time to come to the library, you know, when they're managing a household, sometimes it's tough. And so if we can just make it easier by taking the library to them and saying, you know, we can play an important part of your life. Let us show you right here. And then, you know, when you're ready and you have the time and, you know, you're on a Saturday, you can come to see us on Saturday. You can come to see us on a day where, you know, you can find some time and make it an important part of your life. So I think the outreach is important. And that's really where the trend is going. We're not just going to wait for people to come to us anymore. You know, we're going to go to them, taking it to the people.
What effect, if any, did the pandemic have on this initiative?
Well, the thing is, we were planning this program way before the pandemic because we saw the importance of outreach and providing engagement in the community. So the pandemic actually slowed us down a year. You know, we were hoping we'd be on the road now this time last year. So it you know, stalled it, but it kind of also then, you know, reemphasized the importance of, you know, we learned that the library is different things to different people. And we learned that a lot of people really enjoyed, you know, some of our outreach services, like our online programs and our curbside services. So we know we discovered that, you know, not everyone wants to come into the buildings, and some people really appreciate the library coming to them through different ways. And so we're hoping that, you know, bringing the library to everybody on four wheels is going to be the equivalent to an online program, or, you know, bringing materials out to your car in your back parking lot. So I think it has changed that outlook as well. And I just hope that we're hoping to have some really great celebrations this summer with the mobile library, hoping people come out. One of our really great giveaways is a picnic blanket with the mobile library on it. So if you can get one of those, we'd love for you to, you know, sit down with a book you get out of the mobile library and read to people in your family, or just relax and read a book to yourself. And, you know, we're hoping to see that all throughout the summer, is people just relaxing at the bookmobile, or I'm sorry, the mobile library. I have a hard time remembering if it's the bookmobile and the mobile library. The mobile library and just enjoying what we have to offer.
Kevin King is the head of community engagement at the Kalamazoo Public Library. Kevin, thanks again for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.